is 7:50 at WEOL. You know, doing these phone interviews with people on our show, Craig, are a lot like making connections with your itinerary. Mm-hmm. We get it set up. We want to make sure that we get to the break right on time so that when we come out of the break, we've got our guest. Stephanie Oswald joins us, the editor and editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine, as travel expert. Good morning, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're not doing bad. Too bad. I was talking to Craig before we were there. You know, you want to make connections right when you're doing your traveling, and much like we do things here when we get guests on the show. What hot deals, discounts, and destinations are you putting forth this time around, Stephanie?
Well, Bruce, I'm super excited because summer officially starts next week. Plus, there's another big date this month. Travel Girl magazine officially turns 15 years old on June 26th. So we're celebrating. And if you need more inspiration to pack your bags, I do have some insider tips on deals, discounts, and destinations so you can save money this summer. I'll tell you when to book to get the best deals on a hotel, where to find some terrific discounts, and an easy way to save money when you travel overseas.
Well, you got a 15-year-old girl now. That's tough to handle on its own. Good luck with that. Let's talk about some of the deals that you've got going on. I mean, how do we know we're getting the best deal? A lot of times we seem to be, you know, waiting for the better deal to come along. When do we know that we should probably book it and be ready for it?
Well, Bruce, I think this applies to lots of areas of our lives, but especially for travel. If you find a deal that works for you and you feel good about it and you're excited to travel, then just be happy about it and don't constantly go looking for something better, because that's the problem. A lot of times people say, well, maybe that price will go down. But if it fits in your budget, and that's part of the deal too, part of the deal, you need to know what your budget is. So sit down with your family members when you know how much you can spend or whoever you're traveling with and have a budget. When you find something that matches and it feels good, book it, and then don't look back. Just look forward to your trip. But when it comes to hotels, some great news for travelers this summer. TripAdvisor did some research, and they found that there are almost great places, 10 cities in all across the U.S., almost all the big ones, Chicago, Orlando, Washington, D.C., New York, Boston, where if you book within a month of your trip, you can save up to 40%. So they're trying to get those hotel rooms full, and because of that, travelers are getting to take advantage of some last-minute bookings. So you don't always have to plan far in advance, and that, again, is for domestic hotels all over the place. So just doing a little research and trying to find something you want, even in the biggest cities, you can save up to 40%. Now, overseas hotels, you generally need to book a bit further in advance, but there are two exceptions, Paris and London, which are great exceptions. If you want to go there in August and book within 5 weeks, you can still save up to 25%. So that's some significant savings.
I noticed, too, something about a flash sale for airline tickets. How do we know they have flash sales, and are they really good deals?
Well, it's very important, Bruce, to make sure that you stay in touch with the airline and the hotel line and the cruise line that you like the most. So if you are, for example, a Delta frequent flyer, make sure that you have your email address registered with them, and you'll be the first to get notice of these flash sales. And I can tell you, they have increased dramatically in the past year. We're seeing, you know, every month it seems like there's a new one. Oh, if you want to go to Asia, or if you want to go to Alaska, or if you want to go to Australia even, I believe there was one, where a lot of times it's a price sale, but sometimes it's also miles. So if you've got some miles built up and you're on their frequent flyer list, they're going to send a notice and say, hey, instead of spending 35,000 miles, you can go to destination X for 15,000 miles. And that's a different type of flash sale, but it also, again, offers you significant savings, because if you can get two tickets for the amount of miles that you normally would just get one ticket, you know, that's fantastic.
We're talking today with travel expert, editor-in-chief of 15-year-old Travel Girl magazine, Stephanie Oswald, today. What about travel agents? Are they still there? Where do we find them, and what can they help us if they're still? I think they're sort of coming back in vogue a little bit. Tell me a little bit about that.
They are. I mean, I've always said that travel agents, they can be the person who's on your travel planning team that, you don't take them with you, but you kind of have their spirit with you when you're on the go. And it's nice to have that security blanket And especially when something goes wrong, it's kind of like travel insurance. You hope you don't need to use it, but if you do, it's great that it's there, and it's very important. Travel agents are also key when you're going to a destination, a complicated destination for the first time, or if you're doing a big trip. I just used a travel agent and took my parents, my husband and I went on a cruise on the Danube River in Europe. And I had never done a river cruise before, which was remarkable, and I loved it. But I worked with a travel agent to make sure that all the T's were crossed and all the I's were dotted. And up until the last day, I was checking back with her to make sure, hey, what's the name of our travel insurance that we have, and what's the number for my parents? And, you know, that's a big thing too, Bruce. People are doing more multi-generational travel. That's one of the biggest trends we've seen in the last 15 years at Travel Girl Magazine. And when you're traveling with your elderly parents or your young children, you kind of have to be the travel agent and make sure you've got all that stuff organized and make sure you've got you're keeping track of everyone's medication, make sure you're keeping track of anyone's special needs, and having a travel agent who can help you with that is very helpful.
You mentioned you go traveling with your parents, family. Did they get you interested in travel when you were younger, or how did this excitement for you become a passion?
Well, that's such a great question. Yes, they did. We used to go on a lot of road trips, you know, the eternal road trip. I grew up in upstate New York. We would drive to camping in Maine or going to the beach on Cape Cod or down to King's Dominion in Virginia to visit my cousins. And I always loved it. And also they encouraged me to read very much, and I read a lot about the national parks, and that was a big thing for me. We also subscribed to some magazines when I was a kid. I was just talking about this with them, and that definitely inspired me to want to see the world.
I mean, that's how you can do it now. You just sort of find places that look interesting and think, I'd like to be there in person to see that, and then you kind of plan a trip around it. If people are interested
Absolutely.
In getting some details about doing some of the things we talked about, some of the deals, where is a good place to get it, and how can we follow through?
Well, Bruce, one of the things, too, I wanted to let you know about is that it's not always a new destination. Sometimes it's old ones that can be a lot of fun. And some of my favorites, for example, I love going to the beach, and Myrtle Beach has a lights festival that I just wanted to tell you about. It's a Chinese Lanterns Light Festival, first time they've ever done it at Brook Green Gardens, and it's like bringing 5,000 years of tradition from China to Myrtle Beach. So really fun event, something to think about if you've been there before and you want to try something new. That's always something about travel that I love. You can go to a destination that you've been to many, many times and then try something new and really have a new experience. And they've got some great deals this summer, too. A long list of them at visitmyrtlebeach.com, all for June and July. So you can save money by booking your hotel within a month. You can go to visitmyrtlebeach.com and find all kinds of deals happening just for June and July. Or if you go to Europe, you can save some money, too. Just plan for that trip to Paris or London in the month of August.
I always find it interesting if you're traveling overseas somewhere to a country, there's somebody from that country that's traveling back to your country to enjoy things that are just down the street, a couple of miles from you. So everybody has a different place where they want to go. And sometimes even it's you know, it's close to home as well as you know, far away.
Yes, yes. Well, a lot of it is about your mindset and just reminding yourself that you know, sometimes we just need that mental break to reorganize and revamp our lives. Sometimes it just takes a change of scenery. So that could be a walk across the street, or a flight across the ocean, or a road trip to the beach.
Right. But just don't make me come back there, right, on the road trips. You got to make sure that the kids are, you know, in tow and everybody's happy on a road trip. But sometimes it's the little disasters that make it more memorable than what was originally planned. But just be open to anything that happens on a trip. I guess that's one of the key things, too. Again, if people want to find out more about some of the things, where's a good place to get some details?
Sure. Follow me on Twitter. I'm going to tweet out some tips. Travel Girl Steph, Travel Girl, STEPH. Also, check out our website, travelgirlinc.com, and you can join us for the next 15 years.
Thanks very much, Stephanie. Appreciate your time.
Take care, Bruce. Happy travels this summer.
Thanks.